You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the many performing arts in our community. And joining us with loads of insight and information is local writer, A2 Arts Addict blogger, and journalist Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Lisa.
Seems like there's a lot going on. Busy time of the year in our area.
There is. There's tons going on, so lots of opportunities for people to get out and see some neat stuff.
Let's start with the theater.
Yes, there's a couple of...
That's how you say
of,
it, right?
The theater.
Yes.
Well, for those looking for something brand new, something they've never seen before, there are a couple of really good options. At Theater Nova, there's a play called Clutter by a local playwright named Brian Cox. It's about a middle-aged man who's sifting through things in a desk and kind of reliving certain moments in his marriage to kind of examine why his marriage fell apart. So maybe not the most uplifting, but it'd probably be interesting anyway.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. So I'm looking forward to checking it out.
I've seen a lot of ads for it, and it looks interesting. I think clutter is something we all deal with in our lives.
Absolutely. And the other interesting kind of new opportunity is the Encore Theater in Dexter is staging a developmental musical, which means it's brand new. They're hoping to kind of build steam with it, and they're workshopping it, called Into the Wild. Now, this is based on the true story of Charles McCandless, who was from a wealthy New England family, and in his 20s, kind of sold everything he owned, moved to Alaska, and then one day was lost in the wilderness and his body was found. And this was made into a book, a famous bestseller.
I thought I saw about that, yeah.
Yeah, by John Krakauer. And they're making this story into a musical. And they also made it into a film that Sean Penn directed a few years ago.
Sure. So this is in Dexter?
Yes, this is at the Encore Theater in Dexter. And this, like I said, it's kind of an in-development musical, so you can kind of get the first crack at seeing what they're thinking in terms of staging it as a musical.
But when you go to see it, you actually see the full production.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. One thing happening here on campus, on EMU's campus, is Spring Awakening, the theater department staging this 2007 Tony-winning musical that is interestingly based on a German play from 1891 about teens and their kind of sexual repression and feeling locked down and feeling all this restlessness. But it kind of was matched with this punky score by Duncan Sheik and, as I said, won the Tony Award in 2007.
Spring Awakening, EMU Theater Department. Some interesting music for sure. God, I dreamed there was an angel who could hear me through the wall. As I cried out like in Latin, this is so not life at all. Help me out of this nightmare. And when is that showing?
That is March 31st, and it's playing through April 9th.
What's happening in the world of music locally?
In music, there's something really interesting. The Comic Opera Guild is putting on something called The Freelance. Now, this is an operetta by John Philip Sousa. I know most of us think of marches when we think of John Philip Sousa, but he also wrote some operettas. And one thing that's really neat about Comic Opera Guild is they do things that a lot of shows that have been lost to history to some degree. And so this is a concert presentation of this show, but it's what they do is they record the songs that otherwise have been lost to history. So it's a kind of a neat experience. And that show is on April 2nd. There's two showings at 2 and 8 at Washtenaw Community College.
So this is the Comic Opera Guild mm-hmm. performing The Freelance.
Mm-hmm. Light costumes, and it's sort of some staging in terms of the blocking and everything. But for the most part, it's more of a concert presentation.
So we have a lot of things going on all over the place.
Yeah.
This is at Washtenaw Community College, Morris Lawrence Building mm-hmm. in the Towsley Auditorium. What else is coming up music-wise?
We've got Peter and the Wolf from Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. That's happening Sunday, April 9th at 4 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. Of course, everyone knows this is a really good way to introduce kids and young people to classical music. But in addition, for this show, the Platypus Theater, which is a Canadian theater troupe, will be doing choreography and kind of presenting a play with the music live at that show. So it'll be a nice kind of combining of these elements that kids can kind of watch something unfold while they're listening to this classical piece.
Sure is familiar to me. I certainly grew up with that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good introduction. But is it just for kids?
No. I mean, I think it's a very family-friendly concert, so you're going to see a lot of families out. But by all means, there's other things on the bill that day that they're playing, including Flight of the Bumblebees. So there's kind of a fanciful twist to the lineup that day to accommodate for a lot of young people being there. But I think everyone can enjoy that.
And it's happening where?
That's happening at the Michigan Theater on Sunday, April 9th at 4 o'clock.
Okay, so it's Platypus Theater at Michigan Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to check that out for sure. What else is going on?
The Fab Four are coming back. Now, this is their fifth consecutive
year. All right, let's get that clear. The Fab what?
The Fab Four.
The Fab Four.
Not the Fab Four. The Fab Four.
Oh, I think I know where we're going.
Because this is a group of studio musicians, one of whom was featured in David Letterman's band. They perform like note for note in phrasing and everything as closely as they can to the Beatles' original recordings. And for the real Beatles fanatic, this is a real experience because these, of course, were works that the Beatles never performed live. They stopped performing live by the time that their last albums came out. So that's what they've really focused on. In this concert, they're going to focus on Abbey Road for the first half and then do some more late-era Beatles classics for the second half of the show.
So forgive me, Beatles fanatics. They never performed any music from Abbey Road live?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
So the Fab Four, if you want to hear that, and they're popular. They've been coming back a few years in a row now.
They have, and so they've clearly got a local following. So that's at the Michigan Theater on April 22nd.
Michigan Theater, April 22nd. Let's listen. How does it sound to you? We have some special people coming to town?
We do. One of our own, actually, Ken Burns, who spent much of his childhood in Ann Arbor, the filmmaker of the famous Civil War series, the baseball series that's shown on PBS, a number of documentary series. He's coming to town on Wednesday, April 19th at 7:30, and he'll be coming to the Michigan Theater.
And what will he be doing?
He will be talking about his latest work and screening excerpts of some of that work, including the Vietnam War, which is kind of his newest point of focus for his projects.
So Ken Burns is coming home, and that is when and where?
That is Wednesday, April 19th at 7:30 at the Michigan Theater.
And, of course, you said people remember him most from the Civil War.
Absolutely. And, like I said, we claim him a lot because he grew up here. So he has very, very strong affection and love for Ann Arbor that whenever you talk to him, which I've had the pleasure of doing a couple times,
awesome. He
kind of is effusive about this area.
And last but not least, we always have some interesting authors coming to town.
We do. And this, again, we have kind of a local claim on this one a little bit. Elizabeth Kostova, who is most famous for her book, The Historian. It's a novel about vampires, actually.
Oh.
She is an MFA graduate of the University of Michigan's creative writing program. She will be at Nicholas Books on April 17th at 7 p.m. So I expect there'll be a pretty big show turnout for her there. She has a new book out called The Shadowland. That's entirely different. No vampires in this one, but she's kind of really developed a following also.
Jen McKee, local writer, A2 Arts Addict blogger and journalist. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you.